This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. This is our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, a series about voting in the coming election. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad. Happy Friday.
Thank you. It's the last episode of this series before Election Day, and I sense a mixture of relief, anticipation, and anxiety among the people we've been speaking to about the election.
I would say that given the news conferences that I've been a part of, I'm seeing all of that from state officials. They're ready for the election to come, but also tensions are high around how the election is going to be administered and what the possible outcomes might be.
And there's so much focus on Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is in a national spotlight, as we've talked about before, and the Lehigh Valley has this uncanny knack of predicting presidential elections. So it's really brought this area into that focus as well.
Yeah, usage of the word bellwether is really up.
The word bellwether is one of my favorite pieces of political jargon. You only get to use it every 4 years or so.
That's right. So Election Day is Tuesday, of course, but in this new pandemic environment, let's start with a look at the overall numbers. And I know you have a great grasp of numbers to get an idea of how far into this election we already are.
Governor Wolf said on Thursday that he's expecting a historic number of votes to be cast in this election. So far, the total number of folks that are registered to vote in Pennsylvania is over 9 million, and they're still counting. And that's a record for the state. Another great number is the number of mail-in ballots that have been approved, and that's more than 3 million at this point. And of the 3 million, 2.1 million have already been returned.
Wow, those are huge numbers. And of course, everyone's mind is on how the results will sort of unfold on Election Day. This week, we had a second U.S. Supreme Court ruling defending Pennsylvania's plan to accept mail-in ballots that are cast by Election Day, but may not arrive until up to 3 days after due to delays in the U.S. mail. Does that settle that issue once and for all?
Not quite, Brad. And that has actually become an issue of real concern at the end of this week here. There is a possibility that that question may be reopened. And so those ballots, they're calling them late arriving ballots, may not be counted if there is an additional court ruling. So on Thursday, Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar said they advised counties to keep the so-called late arrivals separate. And we have a soundbite from her talking about that.
We told the counties to segregate those ballots and just canvass them separately. So they'll get everything else done, and then those will be done separately and separately reported.
So right now, it's not clear how or if the late arrivals will be included in the official state results.
Looking forward to Election Day, what's the one takeaway that you think voters should keep in mind at this point?
I think the most important thing to keep in mind is that we don't expect to have results on election night. State officials are really trying to prepare Pennsylvanians to expect those results to come in later in the week, possibly as late as Friday, because of the issue around counting all of those mail-in ballots.
Well, that brings me to my favorite piece of political jargon from this election cycle, which is the blue shift. The blue shift is the phenomenon that registered Republican voters are overrepresented in the early returns that are tabulated in-person voters, and registered Democrats are overrepresented in the later returns that are tabulated, which are mail-in votes and various provisional ballots. And that leads to a shift in the result, potentially, from red, Republican, to blue over the course of the count. And that can be very disturbing to voters or look wrong to people, like the fix is in. And of course, we've had even the president of the United States sort of imply that.
I heard a great metaphor, Brad, about how the count works. If you were opened a bag of M&Ms and you were counting the orange M&Ms versus the red M&Ms, you wouldn't ever say that the orange M&Ms were in the lead if you hadn't counted the whole bag of M&Ms. That's what political scientists say we should think about when we think about this count, that we really aren't going to know who's in the lead early in the count because of this phenomenon, which really dates back to the early 2000s.
The phenomenon of more registered Democrat voters using mail-in balloting.
And we know here in Pennsylvania, almost 2.5 times as many Democrats as Republicans applied for and are receiving and using mail-in ballots in this election. So those votes are going to come in last.
Well, thanks for bringing so much useful information to this series, Jen.
Thank you for the wonderful questions, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. Stay with WLVR News for special election coverage starting Tuesday at 7 p.m. And you can view a special online edition of What You Need to Know at wlvr.org/election.